Grandma Weaver's Last Arrow, a short story by Rosemary M. Huggins, page 226, between the lines 11. Grandma Weaver was 110 years old when the social scientists came to interview her. They came from the universities all over the United States, Yale, Harvard, Princeton, UCLA, and UW. There were 30 of them, and they had come to Southeast Alaska to help us find our lost Indian culture. Since we hadn't known it was lost, we didn't know how to answer their questions, but we did tell them about the oldest member of the tribe. When they heard of Grandma Weaver, they rushed to interview her, with renewed hope and enthusiasm shining in their eyes, hopeful of capturing their elusive query. All 30 of them trooped into her bedroom. Some of them immediately took out 35mm cameras and started snapping away. All the flashbulbs flashing looked like a mini thunderstorm occurring only in Grandma Weaver's room. The other social scientists gathered around her bed, pens and pads poised. They looked like giant birds of prey dressed in three-piece suits, hovering over her as if to pluck morsels of knowledge from her mind. Grandma Weaver looked even more like an undernourished 6-year-old as she sat huddled in the middle of her bed, frightened and alone. Were these strange noises caused by the Kushtika, evil spirits, come to take her away? They took pictures of everything in her room, the dance masks shapely defined against the stark white walls, the reeds soaking in the sink, needed for basket weaving, even her panties folded neatly in a drawer. Grandma Weaver ignored the cameras and notebooks and started weaving a new basket as she sat there, muttering away to herself in Tsimtsinian, the only language she spoke. As each day passed, the social scientists became more worried, as if their last hope was disappearing. Wouldn't this old woman ever start speaking English? Finally, the social scientists had whispered conference, packed up their 35mm cameras, stuffed their pens and pads into bulging black briefcases, and left. The next day they returned, but this time armed with moving picture cameras and tape recorders, the reels of which they could send to the experts at the University of Alaska's Indian Museum for translation. Moving swiftly, they set all their modern equipment around her bed. Grandma Weaver, hearing all these strange new noises, sat up, her blind eyes darting from side to side, as if she was trying to see what was going on around her. Muttering to herself in Tsimtsinian, she picked up her unfinished reed basket, as if seeking comfort from the familiar act of weaving. Cameras and tape recorders clicked on, and later it was said that the sound of the machines almost drowned out Grandma Weaver's voice. When the social scientists got their films developed and the tapes translated, they invited some of the Indian community to share their triumph. Silently, everyone waited with hushed expectancy. Finally, the movie started, and there was Grandma Weaver on the screen, with a voiceover reading the translation of her Tsimtsinian. Except for the occasional muffled laughter of Indians, the group remained silent as the social scientists digested the translation. Interspersed with comments about walking across rivers on the backs of fish, about owning slaves and what tribes they were from, about which of her 3 or 4 husbands she had liked best, there were comments about these foreigners who came disrupting her peace. Would they like it if her grandsons went to their homes and disturbed their grandmothers? Were these rude foreigners here, talking in a heathen tongue that no decent person would speak? Didn't these strange men know she was too old for all that? Maybe they were sent from the Kushtika, the evil spirits, to take her away. After the show was over, some of the social scientists packed up their equipment quietly, their faces red as if they knew they had failed and were embarrassed at their part in the fiasco. The others were jubilant, talking loudly about great dissertations they could write about their important discoveries. They said the films could be put on our VCRs and the tapes on computers for future social scientists. As they filed out, one ran back to retrieve Grandma Weaver's unfinished reed basket. their proof that they had successfully captured the essence of an almost lost culture. Grandma Weaver started murmuring to herself about these chichacos, strangers who didn't know that an unfinished basket had no value. Calmly, she reached out for her reeds and began weaving a new basket.